This is your captain speaking. I'm Arno Jutten, captain of Holland America Line MS Maasdam. You're listening to the So-Called Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is hour two of the Easter holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels Radio app. And Angels pregame follows us today at 12:30. The Halos are on the road in Baltimore, looking to, and actually opening weekend, looking to even the series with those pesky Baltimore Orioles. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the Calico Fish House in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're talking about doing crisp, wonderful French fries at home. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're returning up to Sonoma County, and we are talking with the director of winemaking for Three Sticks Wines, Ryan Pritchard, particularly known for world-class Chardonnay and also Pinot Noir. Ryan, I am most familiar with Three Sticks, or at least the first wine of Three Sticks that I tasted, was your Castaneda Sonoma Coast Rosé. Before we get into your more serious wines, tell us a little bit about that rosé, because it's also in a very distinctive bottle. You definitely notice it on the shelf.
Absolutely. So, you know, we were talking about the adobe, and I said the first resident that was there was the secretary for General Vallejo. His name was Don Juan Castaneda. And so when we opened the adobe, we decided we wanted to have a couple of wines that were sort of paid homage to that space, and really that's the main spot where you can get these wines is from the adobe. So we make two wines from that spot now. That's the rosé and the Castagnana red, and so they're Rhone based. So Syrah, Grenache. The rosé also has some Pinot Noir in it, but yes, it's an old whiskey bottle. It reminded us of some of the stuff when we were putting the adobe, doing the restoration on it. We did a little architectural dig, excavation out back, and found all these old medicine bottles and whiskey bottles and things that, you know, evoked the time from before. And so when we put that wine, we wanted that bottle to be very distinctive and unique. And so the rosé is in a clear glass flint old whiskey bottle, and the wine is fun, delicious, you know, great for sort of the summer days. So it's a fun wine, and yeah, it's probably our most talked about bottle. People are always asking its origin story, and it's just a beautiful package.
Hear to that, Ryan, and also fairly limited production. Like, how many cases do you do or did of the 23?
Yeah, so we are, we just do about 500 cases of that wine, and out of a total production of just around 10,000. We're a pretty small winery, all things considered.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, let's specifically get into some of the wine pairings, Ryan, that you did for that wonderful media dinner that we had at Rosso Blu in the Arts District of downtown L.A., which Chef Steve Sampson, he's one of the most acclaimed Italian chefs in Los Angeles. He was the executive chef at Valentino in Santa Monica for many years, spent a lot of time in Italy, and is actually on one side of his family of Italian ancestry. So what you tried to do is, or what you did do is generally they serve two dishes, family style, that were paired with two of your wines. So for the seafood course, for the Fritto Misto, and then also the Little Gem Salad, your pairing was the 2021 Durell Vineyard Chardonnay and the 21 Gaps Crown Vineyard Chardonnay. Just briefly tell us a little bit about those two wines.
Yeah, so those two wines come from our two of our heritage properties that we talked about earlier. So the Durell Vineyard and Gaps Crown Vineyard. Now, those are both very famous vineyards. In fact, I was just over in World of Pinot, and we did a whole seminar on Grand Cru vineyards of California, and we were representing Gap's Crown. And Gap's Crown is really kind of known for Pinot Noir originally, but out of 130 acres, there's about 30 acres of Chardonnay, and the Gap's Crown Chardonnay just gives you this beautiful minerality. It's Dijon clone, so it's a very different take on California Chardonnay. It's almost sort of Chablis-like, whereas the Durell is very sort of traditional California in terms of the clone. It's a Wente clone, a lot of richness, but beautiful acidity on it as well. So both of those wines pair wonderfully with lighter, lighter dishes, appetizers, salads. But they're very different wines, side by side for sure.
Absolutely. Then moving on to the pasta course, two different types of lasagna, bolognese. What was paired there was your 2022 Price Family Estates Pinot Noir, and you do many different expressions of Pinot Noir. So tell us about the Price Family Estate, if you will.
Well, first of all, that lasagna was phenomenal. I remember that dish particularly was delicious. So,
well, that was Nona's lasagna bolognese. So, boy, if it was good enough for Nona, yeah.
you can tell a lot by a restaurant if they have a lasagna and can execute it well. So, I was definitely impressed. Yeah. So the 22 Price Family Estate is, it's a blended wine of all of our estate vineyards. So it's 100% Pinot Noir. But we take fruit from each of the vineyards that we source from, that we own, and blend those. And this is from a winemaking perspective. This is one of the most fun wines to put together, because I'll create each of the individual vineyard designate wines, and then I'll pull from those vineyard designate wines and blend those to make this Price Family Estate. So it's a wine. It's a winemaker's wine. It's a wine that we get to put our stamp of what we think Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir, can and should taste like. And, each vineyard has their own signature. One might be a little more red fruit, one might have a little bit more tan. And this blend allows me to sort of put those in proportions that I think are sort of the perfect match.
And it definitely worked well. Then we moved on to a dual course of a dry-aged Bronzino with another pasta dish, the Milanese alla Bolognese, and you paired it with two wines, but we're only going to talk about, with our time limits, the Williams James Vineyard Pinot Noir, the 2021.
Absolutely. The William James Vineyard is one of our monopole vineyards, and it's a small little vineyard just outside the town of Sebastopol, so it's in the green valley of the Russian River, a cooler section of the Russian River AVA, and it's just a beautiful site and a beautiful wine. It comes from the soils on this site are Goldrich, and they have this really sort of talcum powder, almost moon dust kind of quality. So anytime I go out there and sample or visit the vineyard, you can tell, because I've got this dust all the way up to my knees. So there's no hiding where I've been when I go out to William James Vineyard, and it makes an exceptional Pinot.
And before we need to say goodbye, Ryan, one more time in terms of where this incredible tasting room you have is and what is the best way to get reservations.
Absolutely, yeah. We're in the town of Sonoma, so there is the town of Sonoma, beautiful square there. You can go to our Adobe. You can learn more information about us at 36wines, www.36wines.com, and inquire about a reservation, learn all about our club, come on up and visit. We'd love to see everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 36 Wines with just incredible vineyards all throughout Sonoma County. We've been speaking with Ryan Pritchard, who is their director of winemaking. And again, a very special experience when you are up in that area. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, if you think that there's really nothing new in the grocery store business, or it's pretty ho-hum going to the market, obviously, you have not been to the Mercado Gonzalez that is in Costa Mesa, that's really I think redefining what the food experience can be, but also true to their heritage of Mexico. Really just something incredible. And we will be right back with that. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.